BBC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to Newstime.
Hey Emily.
Hello.
And hello to Newstime listener legend Henry.
Hi, I'm Henry and I live in the Moreton Bay region of southeast Queensland and I am 8 years old.
Galong Narondai. That means hello in Turrbal language.
Thanks, Henry. Today's episode has a little bit of everything. You'll hear about some sports people taking on the best in the world at the Winter Paralympics. Then we'll meet a sporty, speedy teen travelling the world to follow her dream. After that, we'll get a little bit sticky, learning something new about sweet, runny honey, before grabbing a turtle and a toothbrush for the wow of the week.
Really?
Yep, turtles and toothbrushes, trust me.
Ready spaghetti.
Story number 5.
You might remember us talking about the Winter Olympic Games on Newstime a couple of weeks ago. Well, if you missed all the excitement of the Games, I've got great news for you. The Paralympic Winter Games are now on, and the Aussies are already carving up the snow and winning medals too.
I think I know it. I think it's where you do like skiing in winter.
Playing ice hockey.
Uh-huh. The Winter Paralympics is for winter sports like skiing or snowboarding, tweaked slightly for athletes with disability. Because there are lots of different kinds of disability, there are lots of different changes made to Paralympic sports. For example, para-snowboarders compete in different categories depending on whether they're missing one or both arms, or one or both legs. That's called being limb different. They might be strapped onto their snowboard so they don't fall off, or use a prosthetic limb to help them navigate tricky turns. Para-skiers who have lower limb impairments might ski down a hill on a sit ski rather than standing up. And para-ice hockey players zoom around the ice in sleds built specifically to fit their bodies perfectly.
You should make sure you make things fair and safe
so they don't get hurt,
so that I can still have fun.
Para-snowboarder Ben Tudhope carried the Australian flag with para-alpine skier Georgia Ganev at the opening ceremony last week. And already, Ben has competed and won a silver medal.
Woohoo!
There are 14 athletes representing Australia at the Games, one of our biggest Winter Paralympic teams ever. There are still a couple of days of the Games yet, and then it'll be another 4 years until next time. Go well, Aussies!
Good luck, and I hope one of you win, but maybe it could be a tie, and I'm okay as long as no one cheats.
Story number 4.
You probably already know quite a lot about sweet, sticky honey.
It comes from bees. It's sticky.
Bees make it, and I get it from flowers, and I make it inside the beehive.
Then people put the hives inside some special box, and they wear a special suit that allows them to grab the honey they made.
Yep, but did you know that honey can be a sort of medicine?
If you have a sore throat, it doesn't affect your throat.
Well, my parents sometimes give me honey tea, where you put honey inside, eat any type of tea.
Yeah, humans have been using honey as a medicine for thousands of years all over the world. Some Aussie scientists from the University of Sydney, however, have discovered something new. They took honey from 35 different spots around New South Wales, then tested it against two really tough bacteria, germs that can make you sick. Most of the honey samples were able to stop the bacteria from growing, even when the honey was watered down and made weak and runny.
Cool!
The scientists figured out what made this honey extra strong and special was that it came from bees who visited lots of different types of flora. That means flowers. When bees visited a mix of native plants, they made strong, powerful honey. Bees do more than just give us honey. They're pollinators. They help plants and flowers grow and keep our environments healthy.
Because the more flowers they get, the more pollen they get.
And as humans, we can help the bees by planting a variety of species, not just the same few flowers over and over.
People can just plant them or they just grow with nature.
Some people actually have jobs to grow plants, and the people like that are called gardeners.
Let's make a buzz to get more Aussies gardening and growing.
Story number three.
Joanne Ciccone is just 17 years old, and already she's a race car driver worth keeping an eye on.
I would like to be a racer because I'd be super fast, and also because I'm great at dodging, even with a steering wheel.
Super fast and good at dodging? Those sound like the perfect traits for a driver, and skills that Joanne has already spent years working on. Joanne competed in the all-female F1 Academy Racing Series last year. That's a pretty big deal. And she was the competition's youngest driver.
She practices a lot in race tracks.
Joanne wants to get better and better, so she's planning to move to Japan. There's a famous racetrack there and great competitions for female drivers. Joanne hopes that the move will help her keep improving so she can one day be a champion racer. It'll be a tough comp, that's for sure, but Joanne reckons she's got what it takes.
Maybe a bit nervous.
Nervous, happy, curious and brave.
So, what do you think it takes to be a top driver like Joanne?
You don't actually need to have body strength. All you need is to know how to use the car.
That's a pretty common thought, but actually, even though Joanne is sitting in cars all day, she still has to be super duper fit. Joanne works out twice a day, then spends time in a racing simulator to practice sharp turns and quick manoeuvres in a safe environment.
Maybe so she can hold onto the wheel.
Drive really well, like so you can try win a race.
That's it. And if Joanne sticks to her plan, I reckon we'll be hearing her name in the news again soon.
Story number two.
Thanks to a hard-working mum, Australia's first public school class for deaf, blind students has been created.
Because if they don't have any sense of noise or any sense of sight, well, then they have one sense left. So they have to feel something to do their learning.
Yeah, people who are deafblind have both hearing loss and vision loss. There's lots of diversity in the deafblind community. Not everyone who is deafblind is the same. Ari Bennett is 5 years old, and he's both deaf and blind. He reads books that have raised pictures that he can feel with his fingers. Ari learns and communicates using something called tactile sign language. The teacher will make different signs with her fingers, and Ari feels those shapes to know what she's saying to him. He can then use his hands to make different signs back to her so he can tell people what he wants to say. Different hand shapes mean different words or ideas.
Because their worksheets don't have writing, they have little dots that shape letters that they can feel.
Ari's mum, Jamie, wanted him to go to the primary school near their house. That's Tanambit Primary in regional New South Wales. Tanambit Primary hadn't had a deafblind student before, so Jamie knew the school would need changes for Ari to be able to learn there. Ari's mum planned ahead. She spoke to the school 2 whole years before Ari started kindy. Jamie and the teachers at Tanambit Primary worked together to get everything ready for Ari. They trained his new teachers and built more ramps so Ari could get around easily.
Because then our school can be more helpful for kids.
Thanks to their hard work, other kids like Ari can go to that class to learn too. It's made it easier for kids with disabilities to learn and play with all their mates.
Maybe you could ask them to play with you.
Including someone so they don't feel left out.
Great work, Jamie and Tanambit. And have fun at school, Ari. And now it's time for...
Wow of the Week!
This story made me go wow because I've never actually thought of using dental things just to help nature.
Josh Neal used to be an electrician, but he's been caring for wildlife in Gippsland, Victoria for more than 10 years. Among his many furry, feathery or scaly patients, Josh has been helping turtles injured on local roads. The turtles come to Josh with broken shells and he fixes them right up.
There's stuff on its shell, maybe like moss.
The odd-looking stuff on Josh's recently repaired turtles is actually the same stuff dentists use to fix broken teeth.
Whoa!
Broken turtle shells are sanded back and smoothed out, cleaned up and prepared before Josh carefully applies the dental resin. It's then hardened under a UV light and hey presto, you've got a shell that's almost as good as new and one very happy customer.
I think it's awesome because it's very unlikely to be able to fix a turtle's shell with nothing but teeth tools.
Maybe the shell is as solid as a human's tooth.
I think you're onto something there. Josh has helped almost 15 turtles in the last year, even using a 3D printer to create replacements for damaged sections of shell. The dental resins and glue that Josh uses were donated by a local dentist named Yana Stevens. Yana thought to herself, well, if these materials are safe for humans to have in their mouths for years and years, they would probably be safe for some animals too. She packed up some spare materials and wrote Josh a list of handy instructions, just in case. Yana says it feels good to help the turtles, and maybe these dental supplies could be used to help other animals too.
To fix a bird's wing with dental tools, you could use the pincers that you use to grab teeth to grab the feathers and put them back inside so then their wing can flap again.
By brushing a cat's teeth.
Or maybe Josh and Yana could give a crocodile a set of braces. And it's quiz time. Let's see how much you remember. Question 1. Aussie flag bearer and Paralympian Ben Tudhope has already won a medal at the Games. Was it a gold, silver or bronze medal?
Oh, that's tough.
A silver medal. Question 2. What bee behaviour made the honey even stronger at fighting germs? The bees visited lots of different kinds of flowers. Question 3. What country is Joanne going to for her racing career? Japan. Question 4. What is it called when someone is both deaf and blind? Deaf-blind. Question 5. What part of the turtle did Josh fix with dental supplies? It's shell. And that's it. We've reached the end of the countdown. If you'd like to be a Newstime listener legend, ask your grown-ups to head to the Newstime page on the ABC Kids Listen website.
Bye, Emily.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm off to do some gardening. Got to keep my flowers happy for local bees to make medicinal honey. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.